sense of the ways in which the different elements of a complicated system interact, how different species relate to each other to make up an ecosystem, for example. Human society is the ultimate complex system. It is made up of countless constantly interacting elements: individuals, households, governments, companies, beliefs, technologies. According to complexity science, the connections between different elements mean that small changes in one area of a system can ripple across the whole. And these changes can be chaotic, sudden, and profound. Even if we have a significant degree of knowledge about the component parts of the system, establishing where these ripples might end up is rarely straightforward. A new technology might at first cause a small social change, but one that eventually spirals into major repercussions for the whole of society. When these ripples, or feedback loops, in the jargon of complexity science, start to spread, they can feel uncomfortable. One need only glance at the pages of a newspaper from the turn of the 20th century to realise that sudden change is anxiety-inducing. A quick survey of New York Times articles from a century ago reveals that Americans were apprehensive about elevators, the telephone, the television, and more. Of course, jitters in the elevator were rarely the real issue. Rather, these innovations came to symbolise people's fears about the pace of change. We know intuitively that technological changes rarely remain enclosed within one sphere. By allowing us to build ever taller buildings, elevators revolutionise the layout and economies of cities. By making contact between people easier, the telephone drastically altered how humans interacted with colleagues and friends. After a technology has taken off, its effects are felt everywhere. Today, we're undergoing another period of dramatic transformation. The clearest sign of this is the way people talk about technology. The PR company Edelman runs a renowned annual survey on trust in the public sphere. One of their key questions, put to 30,000 people in 20 countries, is whether they feel comfortable with how quickly technology was moving. In 2020, more than 60% of respondents felt the pace of change was too fast, a number that had been creeping upwards for several years. It's tempting to assume that people always feel technological and social change is too fast. They thought so a century ago, and they think so again now. But the argument of this book is that we are indeed living through a time of unusually fast change, and this change is being brought about by sudden technological advances. In the early 21st century, the defining technologies of the industrial age are metamorphosing. Our society is being propelled forward by several new innovations: computing and artificial intelligence, renewable electricity and energy storage, breakthroughs in biology and manufacturing. These innovations are improving in ways that we don't yet fully understand. What makes them unique is the fact that they are developing at an exponential pace, getting faster and faster with each passing month. As in previous periods of rapid technological change, their impact is felt across society, not only leading to new services and products, but also altering the relationship between old and new companies, employers and workers, city and country, citizens and the market. Complexity scientists refer to moments of radical change within a system as a phase transition. When liquid water turns into steam, it is the same chemical, yet its behaviour is radically different. Societies too can undergo phase changes. Some moments feel abrupt, discontinuous, world-changing. Think of the arrival of Columbus in the Americas or the fall of the Berlin Wall. The rapid reorganisation of our society today is just such a moment. A phase transition has been reached, and we are witnessing our systems transforming before our very eyes. Water is becoming steam. The transformation of society in the early 21st century is the focus of this book. It is a book about how new technology is getting faster, and it tries to explain the effect this acceleration is having on our politics, our economies, and our ways of life. But it is not a pessimistic book. There is nothing inevitably harmful about the technologies I will describe. The elements of society that are most important to us, our companies, cultures, and laws, emerged in response to the changes brought by earlier technologies. One of the defining features of human history is our adaptability. When rapid technological change arrives, it first brings turmoil, then people adapt, and then eventually we learn to thrive.